You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, where today we're joined by TikTok content creator and blind footballer Toby Addison, who you may know as Blind Tobes. Toby, thanks so much for joining us here today.
No problem at all, my pleasure.
First of all, can you tell us about your sight loss, please?
Yes, I was diagnosed with RP, retinitis pigmentosa, at the age of 2. And as many of you probably know, with RP, you tend to lose your vision later in life, maybe in your 30s, 40s. I had an additional gene which made the condition a bit more aggressive and lost the majority of my functional vision in my teenage years.
How does that impact you, particularly when you're so young?
It was difficult growing up, especially through transitioning from primary school to secondary school, where there's a big emphasis on socializing and being independent, and that's where my sight loss deteriorated a lot quicker. It was quite tough for me at that point in my life, and actually, you know, as many people are aware, just coming to terms with accepting the fact that you are going blind. Obviously, that's difficult for anyone, let alone someone who's, you know, only 11, 12 years old.
What kind of support was there for you?
In terms of when I was at school, my school was brilliant in terms of getting an EHC plan sorted, and you know, I had good reasonable adjustments for all my exams and learning. So school, in terms of academically, it was quite smooth. Outside of that, I did have the support of the council, of course, with mobility officers and all of that kind of stuff. But I did push back on it quite a lot. I didn't accept it very well. So it did take me losing a lot more of my sight to actually think, oh, I should probably accept this help and get myself sorted for eventually where I do lose all my vision.
So moving on now to your TikTok, where did the idea for that come about? And for those who don't know, tell us about the channel.
Yeah, so obviously TikTok is a social media platform that, you know, you can upload content on. Some of it can be funny or people just dancing to see music, or it can be educational. And it's got a really good space for disabled content creators who, you know, spread a lot of awareness around their disabilities and accessibility. Yes, so my content is a mixture of that. Some things are funny. I might be doing some stupid things like pouring orange juice into a cereal or tripping over something, or it could just be educational content about my condition and blindness in general, really.
And what sort of feedback have you received from it? Because I know personally it's opened up loads of different conversations with other people about sight loss and, you know, all the different facets of it. So what's the feedback been like for you?
It's genuinely been, you know, all good. As you said, it does open up a lot of conversation, and I like to show people that blindness isn't a condition that, you know, makes the person stagnate. We have normal lives, we have jobs, we have friends, we have hobbies and passions. And I just like to make people aware of that, really. The feedback's been really good, even from the blind community or relatives of people who are blind or visually impaired. It seems to be helping them out a lot, giving them something to resonate with and, you know, maybe some advice and support along their sight loss journeys.
Now, TikTok isn't the only thing that you're known for. You're also involved in blind football. How did that come about?
That actually came about as a byproduct of social media. Someone from the Blind Football England squad had seen my videos, and I must have been mentioning that I liked football, was a football fan. It turns out that one of England's players was only about a 20-minute drive away, and he invited me down to give it a go. And yeah, I gave it a go, I guess, and I was terrible at it, even though I was relatively good at sighted football when I had my vision. And I thought, I'm not going back to that, you know, it's a bit too hard. But I did go back, and thankfully I did. And that was one of the most positive things in my life.
Now, with that in mind, have you got any advice for any blind or partially sighted listeners who, you know, maybe want to get out involved in sport and activity? What advice have you got for them?
Well, I would say that they are resources out there. I've been doing lots of projects recently with British Blind Sport, going around the country and trying out all of the blind sports that are happening at this year's World Games in Birmingham. And even me, someone who loves sport, I didn't realise how accessible these sports were. There are lots of institutions and places that host these kind of sports and offer training, whether you want to be just doing it for a hobby or actually be competitive in the sports. You know, there's a place for everyone. So do your research and find your local resources, because there will be something about for lots and lots and lots of sports.
So finally, Toby, where can our listeners keep up with you online?
So the main platforms that I function on are Instagram and TikTok. As you said at the beginning, Blind Tobes. And if you want to get in contact with me in terms of any questions about blindness or need some support or advice or a little pep talk, Instagram is probably the best place to shoot me a message.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Toby Addison, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.